pronoun to talk with a slightly younger person. Next we have
giới thiệu.
To introduce.
Giới thiệu. Giới thiệu.
Next we have
ngắn gọn.
Brief.
Ngắn gọn. Ngắn gọn.
Next we have
bản thân.
Self.
Bản thân. Bản thân.
Next we have
nhân viên lễ tân.
Receptionist.
Nhân viên lễ tân. Nhân viên lễ tân.
Next we have
trôi chảy.
Fluent, smooth.
Trôi chảy. Trôi chảy.
Next we have
điểm mạnh.
Strength.
Điểm mạnh. Điểm mạnh.
Next we have
khả năng.
Ability.
Khả năng. Khả năng.
Next we have
nhiệt tình.
Enthusiastic.
Nhiệt tình. Nhiệt tình.
And last,
tinh thần trách nhiệm.
Sense of responsibility.
Tinh thần trách nhiệm. Tinh thần trách nhiệm.
In this lesson, you learn how to talk about ability in Vietnamese. To do this, you can use the following grammar structure.
Subject plus có thể plus main verb plus object. Có thể is a verb that means can or to be able to.
It's followed by a main verb indicating the action or activity that the subject is able to do. You can apply this structure to all types of subjects, be they singular or plural, first person or third person. The main verb stays the same without any changes in its form, regardless of the subjects.
You can also add an adverb before or after the object, but it's optional.
Hoàng Ang, can you give us some example sentences?
Sure. For example, anh ấy có thể ăn hết 5 bát mì trong vòng 10 phút.
Meaning, he can eat 5 bowls of noodles in 10 minutes.
Another example is, tôi có thể chơi game suốt ngày đêm.
I can play games all day and night.
And cô ấy có thể chơi đàn piano và guitar.
She can play the piano and guitar. Great. Hoàng Ang, how can we say that we can't do something in Vietnamese?
To express something that someone can't do, we replace có thể with không thể, which means can't or not to be able to. The other parts remain the same.
Can you give us some examples, please?
For example, let's take the sentence, tôi có thể chơi game suốt ngày đêm.
I can play games all day and night.
To negate this, just replace có thể with không thể. We will have tôi không thể chơi game suốt ngày đêm.
Meaning, I can't play games all day and night.
Let's take another example. Cô ấy có thể chơi đàn piano và guitar.
She can play the piano and guitar.
Again, replace có thể with không thể. Cô ấy không thể chơi đàn piano và guitar.
She can't play the piano or guitar. Okay, how can we ask if someone can do something or not in Vietnamese?
To ask if someone can do something or not do something, simply add the word không at the end of the affirmative sentence with có thể, and the other part stays the same.
If the subject of the affirmative sentence is the first person pronoun, change that pronoun into the second person pronoun in the question.
Right. Change tôi to bạn, anh, chị.